Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A week ago, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell had a number of deceptions and omissions in his major policy speech. To listen to my earlier list, go to WILS Archives online to listen to Wednesday's commentary. Now, here are more scary details in Powell's speech. In the fourth paragraph of his speech, Powell told us to expect below-trend growth, softening of labor market conditions, and higher interest rates. What that means is that the U.S. is falling into a recession or depression, the unemployment rate will increase as wage rates pause, and higher interest rates will lead to lower business profits and lower standards of living. Powell's speech said nothing about the ultimate causes of rising consumer prices, which are government inflation of the money supply, soaring government spending, and record high government budget deficits. His failure to discuss any of these causes shows that the Fed has no intention to really rein in inflation of the money supply. At most, the Fed will pretend to do so by making tiny declines in the Fed balance sheet. Powell's speech emphasized that the American people can expect significant further increases in the federal funds interest rate at least through the end of next year. That contradicts hopes reported by the regular media that the current recession would spur the Fed to curtail interest rate increases sooner. As a result of Powell's speech, U.S. stock markets sank sharply. They are destined to fall much further this year and next year. Also look for the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to continue to plummet as a result of the government and Fed's inflation of the money supply, along with soaring spending and budget deficits. By the way, Powell's erroneous claim that focusing on interest rates as a way to combat rising consumer prices isn't just something I have said. After Powell's speech last Friday, Gita Gopinath, the first deputy managing director of the International Monetary Fund, confirmed that government increases in the money supply and soaring spending and deficits are the culprit. Sadly, her speech received almost no coverage by the regular media. That's it for today. Have a great Labor Day holiday weekend, then come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.